These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. All materials are copyright 2017. Edgar Young House, built around 1888. In 1890, Edgar Mortimer and Abby F. Mason Young purchased this house from Mary E. Ford for $900 and moved in with their two sons, Elmer and Albert. Ford was a local real estate agent who built and rented many properties in Willimantic during its boom period of the 1880s. From 1906 to 1920, Young was employed by the American Thread Company as an engineer and then as foreman in the carding room, the mill's noisiest and most dangerous department. Young is a prime example of the rise of Willimantic's skilled elite, the lower middle class. Their higher wages allowed them to purchase small properties. Albert Fay Young inherited the property from his father, who died in April of 1926, and moved here in 1927. His mother, Abby, died in September of 1927. Albert's wife and former housekeeper, Emma Vale Young, ran a telephone answering service from the rear of the house. Mr. Young retired in 1947 as foreman with the Southern New England Telephone Company. During his early years, Albert was well known as a sportsman, his specialties being fox hunting and trapping. This modest Victorian Italianate house is the twin to the house around the corner at 266 Walnut Street. Both have porches which feature rope design trim and have attractively paneled bay windows. This property retains its original well and a three-hole, two adult and one child, privy connected to a garden shed. The privy has the typical crescent moon cutout at the far end. We hope that you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.